Shelburne, Lyle, Isola, and Ryan have a night NBA. Karl-Anthony Towns goes for 60. Trey and Steph go way over 40. And Draymond is back. Plus, the Bones Highland of it all. And Jokic just doing Jokic things. I could watch this pass on a loop forever. Let's go around the horn.
That's a no look.
It's pretty good.
Better passer than Bill Walton, Bob. Admit it. Say it.
Whoa. Whoa.
He's in the discussion.
I'm Clint Yates, filling in for Tony Reale today, who is down at spring training working on that paper toss. Let's get into it. What a night for the league. Let's start with the return of Draymond Green. And man, did it spark the doves. Steph went off for 47, 41 of them while playing with Dre, who was on a 20-minute restriction. And after the game, Draymond said they take his return slowly.
Whether we're 2 seed or 3 seed, we're going to win a championship, so don't really matter.
Frank, are the Warriors back to being those big, scary Warriors just like that?
I love his confidence. It changes a lot about the Warriors. For me, it does not change the Western Conference. It is still there for the Phoenix Suns to win. But say this about Draymond. You understand his value to the team the 2.5 months that he was out. Think about it. Steph Curry went for 47. Draymond Green has a lot to do with that. He moves the ball. He makes quick decisions. He's vocal on defense. We've learned the importance of Draymond Green when he wasn't playing, and we saw it now last night.
Bob Ryan, what did you see?
In just 20 minutes of play, he had 6 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, which if you project that out as a night of triple-doubling on his first night back. And yet, he's one of those rare guys about whom statistics are irrelevant. His total value transcends statistics. And it's at both ends of the floor, and it's in the locker room, and it's in the middle of a game, and saying something to somebody, or looking somebody with a stare, or whatever, or yelling at the ref, whatever it is, he's a team-winning player. Now, as far as whether that makes them the favorite, no, there is no the favorite. Whether it's Phoenix or anybody else, or in the East either, there are a lot of teams that can be wearing that, you know, hoisting that trophy in next year, the banner, whatever. Throw the trophy across the bay, or hoist the banner, whatever. But they're one of them.
Momo, what did you see last night out of Draymond?
Well, I mean, I love Draymond. He's joined the media already, so he knows how to come with a hot take right off the bat. I'm going to start calling him High Tide because he lifts every boat in that Warriors offense. Like Steph Curry's in his happy place again. Draymond with a 7 assists there. He played 20 minutes. They were plus 24 in those minutes. It's one thing to be plus 24 for an entire game, but in 20 minutes is unbelievable. The last few weeks, all we've been talking about is Andrew Wiggins isn't the same guy since the All-Star break. Steph Curry isn't the same guy. You know why? Because Draymond's not there. And you can only exist without Draymond for so long. Like, the longer he's out, the more the Warriors' flaws get exposed. But let's hope he stays back. He has his back injury. He came back. He's full strength. But they're being very cautious with him because of the nature of the injury that kept him out that long.
Harold, is your boy Dre making any sense here? Are they really that powerful?
Yeah, 100%. I think that everything that has happened to them since his absence would explain why now that he's back that they should feel confident, because when he was there, they were at worst the second best team in the NBA. They were playing their best defense. They were playing the best defense in the league, honestly, and which most people point to that. But then also to Frank's point, he does impact them offensively. 41 of Steph's 47 points came when Draymond Green was on the floor, and they were only on the floor together for 15 minutes. So Clay said it at the end of the game, like, Draymond adds a rhythm to their offense that they do not have when he's there, and he helps them create open shots. So to me, when they have all those guys together, which last night was the first time in 1,005 days that they've all played together, they are one of undoubtedly the best teams in the NBA, and he should feel confident about their odds.
Frank, this is the rhythm of the night. Last word.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, all he needs to do is cut down on his threes, just be more involved in the offense. I love Draymond Green. The one thing that he got wrong, though, he said he should still be Defensive Player of the Year. I'm sorry, you cannot miss 32 games and win. Participation still has to count for something.
Frank is the only guy constantly counting how many games people are playing for awards. But, you know, he's making some sense. I'll give him the point back. Let's move on to my favorite thing, spring baseball, folks. Let's get excited. Sunday at Angels Camp. The manager, Joe Maddon, he said that the team would consider moving Mike Trout to a corner outfield spot to preserve his health. But after a quick chat with the $426.5 million man, the team agreed to keep him in center. Harry, does that make sense to you?
I think that the consideration makes sense, and I think that it also makes sense to keep him in center field. I understand that with his injuries, you're expecting somebody like that to slow down maybe a little bit, maybe lose a step or two, but also you want to preserve him. So from that perspective, it makes sense. But based on what Mike Trout said, that, hey, I understand that this is going to be a move that we're going to have to make eventually. I don't think that that move is today. I think you have to trust a guy like a Mike Trout because he has earned that type of respect to where you have to take his word on this type of thing. So to me, I think the consideration is fair. I don't know that it's time to do it yet if he doesn't feel it is.
Omo, you taking a trip down the interstate to see the Halos?
You know what? I covered a lot of Mike Trout's rookie season when he first came into the league, and it was one of the best experiences I've had as a sports writer, just to see this kid blossom on the stage. He's still Mike Trout, and he's still only 30 years old. You guys, like, we're eight. I know he's been in the league forever, but he's still 30 years old. It's a little early to put him out to right field and pasture. Now, as a former right fielder, I say there's nothing wrong with that, but Trout defensively is an excellent, excellent defender. Last year, he only played a couple months, didn't commit one error in center field. I don't know why we're moving him out yet.
Bob, what do you think about guys moving around the outfield to preserve their times?
Well, I never thought of center field as a dangerous position, first of all, but I do know he's only played 140 games once since 2016. And he is 30 years old, it's been pointed out. And also, he has a pride factor that they have to honor because two positions on the diamond where the proprietary people are very proprietary because they're the two most important positions other than their catcher, shortstop and center field. And they're very, very guarded about their positions. And I think the other thing is, Joe Maddon, you shouldn't be telling the world by Twitter until you talk to your man. He's much more deserving of respect than that.
To that point, Frank, I mean, whose decision is this in your mind? Do you think that the manager should be able to outrule the superstar?
Not at this point. They're only 30 years old, and Bob is 100% right. They're making it sound like there are giant craters in center field in Anaheim. I mean, he's not catching, and if you play a corner outfield position, you still could run into two different walls, one on the foul line and one in the outfield. So I don't get it. We all want to see him play more. You want to cut down on his injuries. I don't see taking him out of center field does that. I mean, Ken Griffey played for a long time. Jim Edmonds, Andy Van Slyke, guys can play that position for a long time. That's not the problem.
Harry, last word.
I do want to point out while we're having this conversation for a lot of the casual sports fans that like to say baseball doesn't take a lot of athleticism, you got to respect a guy like Mike Trout out there doing it every day in center field.
Thank you. This is what I'm talking about. People saying baseball doesn't take a lot of athleticism. Watch me paper toss all over the weeks. Anyway, moving right along. Finally, those new Aaron Rodgers contract numbers. 2 years, say it with me, $124 million extension. That brings his total deal in Green Bay to 3 years and $150 million. Ramona, do you think that everything is now okay with him and the Packers in Green Bay land?
Well, you know, normally the way you show respect to somebody like Aaron Rodgers, just pay him all the money and that he should be fine. But, you know, I think he's realized how much power he has now. And what is he going to get? They still have to lock up Devontae Adams. They still have to build a roster around him. I don't think he's ever going to be truly happy there. He'll never forget that they went out and drafted Jordan Love without telling him. So, no, now that you have the power, now it's about how he wields it.
Bob, what do you think about this?
Let me ask you, I'm trying to get something straight with you, Mr. Yates. You're asking me to get inside the head of Aaron Rodgers? The year that we have just witnessed in which he has truly been a walking soap opera, he has elevated himself into the single biggest character in the NFL. Look, I don't know if it's going to make him completely happy. You'd like to think so. I think the family will eat well over the next year. That's that much we should say. Family, whoever he goes out with next, they'll eat well together when they go out to dinner.
Frank, what do you think?
You know, I think we think of social media as only, you know, teenage boys and girls. But even Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, I think they love the drama of this whole stuff. The money, he's absolutely earned and he deserves. But I will say this. Get to at least, I'm not saying win it, get to one more Super Bowl. Because we can give Jordan Love 3 years and not get to a Super Bowl. The reason we're giving it to Aaron Rodgers is to get there. The guy's had a brilliant career. Give me one more trip to the Super Bowl. He needs that.
Harry, do you think this means Super Bowl for the Packers?
I don't know if it means Super Bowl. I think that the fact that he's given them cap space in 2022 is good. He's going to make $41 million. I think one thing we learned is he's going to play until 2023 because if you look at gas prices, those are kind of high, and he's going to be making $59 million in 2023. And this other part, if he does get upset with the Packers and he wants to get back at them, if he retires after the 2023 season, the dead cap hit on the Packers is going to be $68 million. So if you're trying to get back at him, that's the time you do it.
Wow. I didn't hear those dead cap, salary cap, capologist stuff from any of the rest of y'all. So that's why Harry gets those points. There's your horn. Let me ask you guys a simple question. Do you think this will be a drama-free season for the Green Bay Packers?
Absolutely yes. Not.
There's always drama, but they'll win.
Me neither. It's the best show in the NFL right now, too. There's your horn.
Let's win some
points. We're out of here.
I say yeah.
Bob, he doesn't eat well. He does all these cleanses.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
What's up, kiddos? I'm Clinton Yates of Around the Horn. Whenever I go to cover games or attend events in Los Angeles, I'm always keeping my eye out for the best-dressed person in the room. I saw Diego Luna at the Andor red carpet launch event, Star Wars, folks, and he looked head of state fresh. Now you can also be that person, too, whether you're sitting courtside, attending a fancy dinner, or going to a wedding. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million for way, way less. They start at just $4.99. With Indochino, you can design the suit of your dreams and fine-tune every detail, including lapels, linings, monograms, pocket flaps, etc. A tailored fit from home. Set up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose customizations without even leaving the house. Look your best this wedding season. At the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code HORN to get 10% off any purchase of $3.99 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code HORN.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
The Deshaun Watson pursuit continues as awkwardly as it feels to everyone. Yesterday, he met with officials from the Panthers and the Saints, and reportedly the Falcons are in the mix too. Today, the Browns are meeting with Deshaun Watson in Houston, where he is also spending time answering questions under oath in court. On Friday, a grand jury declined to indict Watson on criminal charges of sexual misconduct, although 22 civil cases are still pending. Ramona, what are you buying and what are you selling from all of this?
I mean, I guess the NFL is just ready to make this a football story. I mean, I don't know if the public is quite yet. Just because he wasn't indicted on the criminal charges doesn't mean this is over. He wasn't necessarily exonerated here. There's 22 civil cases, so and that's going to play, not to mention whatever the NFL does with this situation. So to me, it's whatever team decides to make him the trade for him, make him the face of their franchise, they have to get very comfortable with him in that role, knowing that these 22 civil cases are going to be outstanding for quite a while because that's how long it takes to go through the legal system. That said, I'd say Atlanta, he was a ball boy for the Falcons growing up. He's from there. Carolina, where he went to school. I think those are places where he would feel comfortable just because of his ties there. And they might feel more comfortable just because people there know him. Because the next year going forward is going to be talking about this dichotomy right now.
Eric, you're in Atlanta.
Yeah, Clinton, I think that all these teams you could make a case from a football perspective. I think probably the Falcons and the Browns make the most sense given his ties to Atlanta. And then I think with both the Browns and the Falcons, you would think that the Texans would want some sort of quarterback in return as well because they also need help in that department with Deshaun Watson's exit. But I also think that the Browns are a good pick for him, at least from a football perspective, because their offensive line, because they have a good run game, because they have a great defense. But this all still kind of does feel premature because there are still 22 civil cases that are pending. We don't know if he's going to get punishment from the NFL. And then to me, if you are one of the teams that are reportedly involved in being interested in him, I think that, you know, regardless of whether you get him or not, you're probably going to have to answer to your fan base at some point or another as to why that is.
Do you see teams answering to their fan bases by picking him up?
Yeah, that's definitely something that these teams have to weigh. But let's face it, the fact that he's meeting with teams tells me that Roger Goodell gave the blessing to go ahead to the Texans and other teams to trade for Deshaun Watson. I think they probably have intel from the league on how many games he possibly could be suspended. There's too much happening right now. Deshaun Watson is going to get traded sooner rather than later.
Bob, how do you see this playing out?
Once again, we're reminded how nice it is to be talented. The only reason we're having this discussion is that he is an excellent talent. The fact is that were he a backup offensive lineman or a garden variety safety, he would have been cut and forgotten, never to be heard from again. Whoever gets him is going to get a not a damaged player, but a damaged person, and it's going to be a lot of people who are not going to be happy about having him around. I'm speaking of the female sex. I'm thinking of the wives of players, of coaches, of the administrators, Me Too movement in the city. It's going to be very real. It could be. I won't say going to be, but it could be very real and a real problem for the team that gets him.
Yeah, you don't have to be a woman to have a problem with everything that's going on around Deshaun Watson's situation, but we're moving right along. Maybe the biggest signing of the day in NFL free agency, Randy Gregory, the former Cowboys defensive end, was reported to stay in Dallas. The team even tweeted that it was happening, and then moments later, the Broncos jumped in, saying they signed him. 5 years, $70 million, the same amount Dallas was reportedly offering. Awkward. Also, the Broncos are having themselves an offseason, and the AFC West keeps getting stronger. Harry, buy or sell Gregory and his decision?
Yeah, Clint, I'm buying that this is a good decision. I think that he joins a Broncos defense that was already good last year and going to be good at this upcoming season. I also would like to, as the youth of the group, bring up something that a lot of us know in the field of journalism, and that it's you can't jump the gun. If you've got intel, you've got to make sure that it's going to stick. Teams that are players that are free agents cannot sign on the dotted line until 4 p.m. Wednesday. And we've had players in the past, Frank Gore, Anthony Barr, that have done a similar thing that Randy Gregory has just done. So you got to kind of wait this thing out. And also, I want to give a shout out to the Broncos social media team. Good play on their part.
Frank, Denver or Dallas?
Yeah, so Harry wants to throw a Twitter flag on the Dallas Cowboys. Coincidentally enough, Randy Gregory against San Francisco, that wild card loss. Three penalties, including that one with 98 seconds to go, defensive holding. That's so perfect. Maybe a great talent, no question about it. Maybe they think he's a little undisciplined to win big with
him. Bob Ryan, what do you think?
I'm buying for Denver. Clearly, he's a talent, and assuming that things go well, he'll do well for them. But I'm curious as to why a team that had a guy who had four suspensions waited until the last second to decide they needed to protect themselves with language in a contract. This should have been done from the beginning. They blew that one.
Momo, Twitter bird?
You know what, though? There were on-the-record quotes from Randy Gregory's agent saying how much it meant to him that the Cowboys had been supportive of him through his four suspensions over the years. I mean, if any team knows that they need to protect themselves from his off-field behavior or things that happened with him off the court, off the field, it's the Cowboys. And I don't know that it came up late. I think that you don't get down to those type of terms until you agree to money. And those type of terms are very important, of course. But Denver, I guess, is willing to take him with no inspection, no protection attached. So good for them. Let's hope it works out for the Broncos. Although, my poor Raiders.
Oh, enough about the Raiders. One could say that the Cowboys are the ones who jumped the guns. Hey, anyway, never tweet, by the way. It's a bad idea. Moving right along.
They agreed to terms. They agreed to terms.
The biggest spenders in the NFL yesterday, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Look at the wires. They spent $229 million alone yesterday. Christian Kirk, Brandon Scherff, and a bunch of others. Trent Baalke stocking the cupboard for Doug Peterson. Frank, what kind of day was it yesterday for your Jacksonville Jaguars?
I love the move. I love the head coach that they hired. But we know it all depends on one player. The development of the quarterback, Trevor Lawrence.
How I feel about that.
It'll be year two for him. He was running for his life last year. Can they protect him? Can he get better? Then I'll make a judgment on those moves.
Bob, are the Jags impressive to you?
Well, I like that they're trying. I think if I'm a Jags fan, I'm encouraged. I think that's the best word to use. They have to be incrementally better by these moves. And if they hit 3 out of 4, or, you know, that's fine. So I think they're doing the right thing, and I think if I'm a fan of theirs, I'm happier today than I was yesterday.
Momo, your Raiders aside, what do you think about the Jags?
I mean, they had money and got players to take it. You know, that's good. I guess people want to play there, or will take money to play there. But look, Phil Yates had a great stat this morning. Of the teams that have had that spent the most in free agency. Okay, it doesn't always translate to wins, but over the last few years, it's created at least three more wins for those teams. Last year was the New England Patriots. Jacksonville's getting a little better, maybe.
Okay.
Fair enough. Not bad.
Eric.
Clinton, I'm going to buy that if you are a Jacksonville Jaguars fan, people could tell you these signings are good, they're bad, they weren't worth the money, they were worth the money. The good news is next year is not going to be nearly as bad as last year was, and that's all that matters.
That's all you got? That's actually true, though. That's kind of the whole point. First cut, it's the deepest. Frank, got to go. Excuse me, that was the wrong button. This is the better button. Bob, See you later. Harold and Ramona. Hold on. Showdown.
Not even looking we'll up for your
I still got my pencil, kiddos.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Showdown, Lyles and Momo. Here's Aaron Judge at spring training today when asked about his vaccination status.
We'll cross that bridge whenever, the time comes. But right now, so many things could change. So I'm not really too worried about that right now.
According to Stephen Bondi of the Daily News, Judge and the Yankees fall under the same rules as Kyrie and the Nets, which means if he's unvaccinated, Judge would be forced to miss home games until a mandate changes. Ramona, how troubling might this be for the Yanks?
So when that time is coming is right before opening day or before the home opener, because it's coming fast. I mean, it was a yes or no question. That was a lot of words to not answer a question that could have just been done with one.
I think it should be something that is a concern. I think the one thing that's going to save everybody involved here is that this is a contract year for Aaron Judge. He's not going to mess his bag up over this.
Very good point. Point here. Moving right along. Can we talk about Carl Anthony Towns? A 60 burger with a side of 17 boards. You eat those first, obviously, by the by. For those big men who think that they're having their stumbles a year, he's having the biggest year. Ramona, does last night put Towns on a different level?
You know what? It puts him back in the same conversation we had when he was the unanimous rookie of the year. I went back and looked at the other rookies that year. Porzingis finished second. Jokic finished third. And it's just, it reminds me of how good Carl Towns was as a rookie and how much he's been through ever since. He had 32 of these points in the third quarter, Clinton. That's a
that
game.
That is a big deal. Harry?
Whew.
For me, this puts him on another level as a person. I mean, I don't know if anybody's had a tougher time the last 2 years than Carl Towns, losing 8 relatives to COVID, including his mother. He himself was hospitalized with COVID. To get back, not just mentally, but physically as well, yeah, he's on another level.
Harry, you showed up today to work in a T-shirt, but that T-shirt happens to represent your alma mater, who has no chance. So you get one today. Take the win.
I would like to start off here by encouraging America's teachers. Listen, this is one of the most exciting weekends in sports. It just so happens to start this Thursday with the NCAA tournaments, men's and women's starting on Wednesday. I am encouraging you, turn on the games during class. You are going to cement yourself in your students' memories as a legacy teacher. Yes, I remember this teacher because they turned on the NCAA tournament. They were great. Do it.
All right. You got a pick for me or you got a score? Because, you know,
I'll tell you what, I know who I got, baby.
Parents are not going to be happy.
We love it. That's going to do it, folks. Thanks for coming around. We're on a 23.5-hour break. Let's see if I can get this done. Spring training.
3, 2.
You also showed up to work today in a T-shirt.
Ooh, missed it. Just right. See you tomorrow, kiddos.